Joe's Need to Know News. Good news if you're going to be seeing the TSA soon. They're bringing new 3D security scanners to airports nationwide. The 3D technology allows TSA officers to rotate the image digitally so they can examine maybe a suspicious item without having you unpack your bag.
Nice.
Isn't that the worst when you got to unpack all your crap?
Ugh, yes.
Can't stand that. They're saying that you're no longer going to probably have to take out your laptop, liquids or other materials on your carry-on bag.
So
that'll be awesome. Use of the new 3D systems is expected to begin this summer and be completed by 2020. So within the next year. I'm cool with that. What am I not cool with? Spending money. I'm cheap. Netflix, we already announced this before, but it's actually going into effect now, is raising prices next month. The streaming service sent out emails this week to customers in America about a price increase that starts actually in May. Netflix announced the price hikes back in January, but now it's actually happening. Between $1 or $2, it's going to go up over the next billing cycle. I was so excited when Netflix and Hulu came out. I'm like, wow, you get all this and it's so cheap.
Yeah, it'll be the same price as cable in about 10 years.
Ugh, don't say that. Two 14-year-olds in New Jersey, I kind of respect what they did, but it was illegal, hacked their school's Wi-Fi network last week so they could get out of taking their tests and their exams.
Oh, that's incredible.
And guess what? It actually worked, at least until the school was able to somehow trace things back to them. They were both arrested for criminal computer activity.
Yikes.
I guess they used like a jammer somehow and it messed up all their curriculum and online schools and tests were on the school Wi-Fi on their network. Like you'd log in onto your laptop or tablet. So smart move, bro.
On Criminal Minds, the IT girl, Penelope, she got hired there to work at the FBI in the show because she was an expert hacker on computers. And the FBI was like, you know what? You're so good at doing the criminal stuff. How about you come work for the good guys? That's
come
what happens
to
in
the
show.
Good side.
And so she does. But I've heard that stuff happens in real life. Like if you are really, really good with that kind of stuff on computers, even if you're using it for bad, the FBI sometimes approaches you and offers you a deal. Like either go to jail or work for us.
But it's like Catch Me If You Can, the Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Oh, yeah.
He ends up working for the FBI.
I forgot about that.
Because he's so good at like fraud.
I'd rather have them on my side than against me, so why not? And this final story for Joe's Need to Know News. Excuse me. Sorry. Charmin announced its new Forever Roll. It's so big that it needs its own dispenser. Yes, a roll. Oh, sorry, there we're done now. Of toilet paper. Yes, available in Charmin's signature Ultra 2-ply sheet. You can't, by the way, go with 1-ply. 1-ply is the devil.
No way.
You're playing a dangerous game. It's like Russian roulette with your butt.
I use 1-ply because that's all I can afford.
Liv, listen, you got to give one thing up. Maybe food. Something, but you have to have 2-ply. I'm so worried about what could happen. I'm never shaking your hand again. Here's the thing. Yeah, the 2-ply sheets, the jumbo size rolls hold 850 sheets for a single user and 1,700 for a multi-user roll. I'll take that one. According to Charmin, they specifically created these toilet paper, options. They're going to help consumers last about a month. Wow.
That's crazy.
I swear, like Lindsay yells at me every day. She's like, how the hell are we out of toilet paper already? Because guess what happened last night? We ran out of toilet paper.
Oh, no way.
So,
you gotta buy backups.
I thought we did. Like, I always think we had like one more roll, but it's gone. I'm like,
oh, no. So
what
do you do in that moment? Are you a tissue person, a paper towel?
Well, if my landlord's listening, no, I don't put tissue in the toilet because as we know, Liv, that doesn't work.
Okay.
And I never, ever would put wet wipes or anything like that, even though they say they're flushable. So no, what I do is I do that. I hop in the shower and I take a shower. Okay, this is way too much information for everybody.
Yeah, you get the garden hose.
Yeah, sometimes.
Like a bidet.
I'm like, hey, Lindsay, can you power blast me real quick?
You can do what my old coworker did and use a slice of pizza and then try to flush that down the toilet.
Why
then
would
we had
you
to have
waste
a meeting.
Pizza? That I would fire that person.
Yeah, she must have used a slice of pizza. Yep, because they found a piece of pizza in the toilet somebody had tried to flush. Then we all had to have a meeting about how you don't flush pieces of pizza
now,
down the toilet.
Did she do it like cheese pepperoni side or like the bottom of the crust side?
I would assume the crust.
The crust might work. Like thin crust pizza might work too.
But I guess if you're in a pinch.
I mean, that honestly, like crust wouldn't make that bad of a substitute.
Yeah, oh my God. butt cheeks, pork chop. You got butt cheeks hanging out.
There's not much grease to crust.
Would you wipe your booty with a piece of pizza if needed?
No, I would use my hand and then wash it.
Ew, I couldn't do that.
A lot of people do that. No, a lot of people do that in other countries.
Nope, I know they do.
You do your left hand because it's always rude to shake your left hand.
Could never do it.
I can't do that.
I would use the pizza.
Same.
I would never waste food. Me and pork chop know where it's at. We'll be eating pizza with our right hand tonight, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the forever rules are available if you want to get one for me and buy it too. It's at shop.sharman.com. That's Joe's Need to Know News. No, Liv, I'm not going to shake your hand. Get out of here.